What?
Adolf Hitler's toilet seat is up for auction this
weekend.
Is
it really?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
How much?
What's the start? Let's see. Opening bid is $5,000.
$5,000?
Yeah. Adolf Hitler's toilet seat from the retreat in Bavaria is up for auction after spending years in a soldier's home.
How do we know this is really Adolf Hitler's toilet?
It's a story that's told in a book, and they name this particular soldier who was this guy's dad or whatever.
That's the only way they authenticate
this. They give you a copy of the book, and the whole thing's in there, and blah, blah, blah. According to the detailed letter of Providence signed by our consigner, Borsch's son, when he arrived on the scene, the soldier was told, "Get what you want," the listing said. He made his way to Hitler's bedroom, taking a World War I armored vest. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And two oil paintings. He saw a toilet seat and removed it.
Hmm.
It's,
Hitler shitter.
Yeah. Schittler.
Schittler.
That's right.
Yes.
It's
the Schittler.
It's Schittler. Mm-hmm. It's the Turd Reich.
Schittler's List.
The Turd Reich.
I'm not giving you anything on that. I'm not.
Did you see that story from last year where Eva Braun's panties were for sale?
What?
Yeah. They had a pair of her underwear, and I don't know how much they got for them, but I did find out what size they were in.
I'm going to murder you.
I did find out what size.
Yeah, what? Jeez, Brian, what size are Eva Braun's panties?
9!
How does this fucking thing work again? Oh, it's jammed.
I regret nothing.
It. Fucking go to the next one.
I regret nothing about that joke.
More ass. And, you know, back then, there were no sleek fucking Victoria's Secret panties like they got now that you could have covered a fucking window with those panties, you know?
I got to tell you, if you look up a picture, and I'm not even kidding, if you look up a picture of them, they're big, but they're, like, kind of satiny and, you know, like, they're not, like, you know, the burlap bag you'd expect from Germany in 45.
Eva Braun's panties. Wasn't that punk band we were in a long
time
ago?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oof.
That's them right there, the first picture. Oh, what a fucking heifer she was. Holy.
Oof.
Oh, my God.
World War II knickers.
Oh. Did you hear what size they were, by the way?
8.5.
I'm so
40.
I am so happy with myself.
look at Hitler staring lovingly at.
What a fucking.
I'd like the goose step back into that again.
I tell you what, Eva Braun had some fucking feeders though, man. Look at those fucking knockers. God damn. Those aren't. I mean, for 1945 panties, those aren't bad because you'd expect those. They had a lot of hair to cover up back then. So those aren't bad. That's a different, that's like a lampshade there. Fucking Eva Braun had some feeders, man. What the fuck's
going on? She really did.
Jesus. Too bad Hitler was gay as the day is long. That fucking twink.
He was not gay.
He was a dude, please.
He was not gay. Come on, man.
I'll send you a picture of him drinking a fucking cup of tea. He's got his fucking finger up like the gayest man alive.
Well, he's cultured.
No, he's not cultured. Yeah, he's cultured. Right now, 6:30 Friday evening.
Yeah.
February 5th. Hitler's toilet seat is at $9,500.
$9,500. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hmm. Yeah. That's great. Uh-huh. Is that an eBay auction or?
Live Auctioneers is where I'm seeing it right now.
You putting a bid in?
No, are you kidding me?
Come on, put a bid in. Somebody will beat it.
If I... And if they don't, then what do I do?
Well, then you got yourself a toilet seat.
I don't have $10,000, you dummy.
Just borrow it.
Okay, yeah, sure.
The American way.
Jeff, can I borrow $10,000?
Not from me.
All right. Second video is called How to Recognize, Address, and Prevent Workplace Harassment.
Harassment.
Okay, sure.
Harassment.
Whatever gets you through the night, man.
Hello, and welcome to training on workplace harassment. All of us deserve to work in an environment free of harassment.
Well, look how hot those chicks are. Like, no wonder they're getting harassed. Like, I mean, look how hot they are.
I beg to differ. I don't agree with that.
However, the significant number of complaints of harassment filed every year proves this is still a problem. In this short presentation, I'll explain to you how to recognize unlawful workplace harassment.
Thanks.
Okay, good. All right.
And what you, an employee, should do if you are a victim of harassment.
All right.
I can go home and jerk off.
Yeah. I'd love to be sexually harassed at work. Are you kidding me? Holy shit.
Damn.
When I met my ex, she had the office down the hall from me. She'd have walked in the door and been like, hey, get your rod out. Let's get something going. I've been like, fuck you. I'm going to get something going.
Yep.
Fucking A.
Go further. Let me clarify something. Uh-oh. I will explain protections under the federal EEO laws enforced by the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, the EEOC. These laws apply to all employers with 15 or more employees and all federal employees.
That's the lesson.
Employees.
So that's
Jesus
the
Christ,
lesson.
You keep it under 15, you can harass the fuck
do
out of
do whatever you want. Yep.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
So TGO Media... 14 and
people.
Under. Yep.
Yep. Well, all in employees shits. And age.
Are you kidding me? 14's a senior citizen. Come on.
You're how old? 13 and a half?
Oh, man.
You're kind of getting up there.
Taking
aren't
anything
you?
For your joints there, old timer? 13 and a half, huh? You know, anybody who listens to this show and takes it seriously, they'd be like, well, you know, man, that Brian is
kind of a fucking creep. He needs these fucking videos.
And you know what? Can I tell you? I am. But that's besides the point.
It's beside the point.
However, your state may have anti-discrimination employment laws that include additional protections that also apply to you and others in your state.
No one takes that shit seriously. Fuck you.
Let's show you a real-life scenario of harassment in the workplace. And like all the examples you'll see today, it's drawn from actual cases.
Oh. Okay, so it's a kitchen area. It's a gal walks in. It's kind of like she's at the
kitchenette
sink.
Break room at the office.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And a gal walks in. She's got a dump truck for an ass, this girl. So she fucking walks in.
Yeah.
And as a guy walks up to the microwave, he calls in the other guy.
Uh-oh.
So they can both check out her dump truck of an ass.
That's got to be the janitor.
How do you have holes in your pants and a fucking... Wait a minute. Let's look at the black guy for a minute. First of all, the white guy...
Is that a Zima? he's fucking drinking a Zima.
First of all, the white guy's got a suit that doesn't fit him very well. All right, the sleeves are too long. He's just a mess. He looked like he drank all night the night before.
He got that off the rack.
Yeah. But then the black guy comes in to check out this girl's dump truck of an ass. It's like a black guy with a bottle of water. He's got holes in his jeans, first of all. But then he's wearing like a vest over. Like, I don't understand what's happening here.
It's a fashion fucking nightmare.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Oh, man, look at her.
You know what I would do to her.
Holy shit. Oh, man, would you look at her. Shit.
Hulk must be messing my old lady. To be what? Cold upside down his head, you know? Hang on. Shit. Don't keep us messing my old lady.
Look at that ass.
Shit.
Shit, man.
can't hunk him up and mess my old lady. Got to be running coal upside down his head, you know?
Hey, home, I can dig it. No, he ain't gonna lay no more big rap up on you, man.
I say, hey, Sky. Southern say I won't see.
Pray to Jay, I get the same old, same old.
Pray to Jay.
Knock yourself a pro, Slick.
Knock yourself a pro, Slick.
Performers down, not take TCB in, man.
Hey, you know what they say. See a broad to get that booty ackle.
Leg it down and smack him, yak him.
Cole got to be. You know?
Shit. God damn it. I have not watched that in a long time. I'm overdue on Airplane, man.
It's the best.
Oh, shit.
Soon to be canceled. Give it a few years. They'll come after Airplane. They'll come after Blazing Saddles. They'll...
Oh, shit.
So, anyway, these two fucking, you know.
Ooh, yeah. Look at that fucking white ass.
I think she's, yeah, she does have a fucking dumper on her, though.
Magic out.
Man, look at her.
Right. You know what I would do to her.
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing, you old fossil.
Nothing, you cheese dick faggot. You wouldn't do anything to that girl. She'd fuck you out of the business in 2 seconds. You crawl on top of that girl and reach for your heart, fucking Fred Sanford. Go fuck yourself. You're not doing anything to that fucking girl. You're a mess. Look at your fucking hair.
Come here.
He fucking calls the guy in to look at her ass. He's like, hey. He's like, hey.
Hey, Slick. Come here.
Piss off a pro, Slick. He does have a fucking dump truck on her, though. Look at her.
Oh, man. Look at her.
Right. You know what I would do to her. I'm going to take a picture for later.
Holy shit!
He fucking grabs his cell phone.
That's a walking fucking violation.
He really He really is a mess, this guy.
Here, let me ratchet this case up a bit.
I'm gonna get a picture like this guy.
Oh, God.
Pulls out the camera right in front of this girl to get a picture of her ass.
Why don't you take a picture? They'll last longer.
Yeah, exactly.
I already took two.
God damn it.
Hey, man, check it out.
Oh, man.
Right. You know what I would do to her. I'm going to take a picture for later.
For later? What's happening later? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What's
you
going
know,
on?
Yeah, we kind of miss it.
What's going on later? Later when we're all standing around that cookie. Am I right, guys? We're going to have some fucking jerk to.
I'm going to take a picture for later.
For later? I don't want to know what's happening later, frankly. Gross.
I don't think you do. After everybody's gone home and he's working late. Yeah. Uh-huh. Sitting there at his desk fiddling his fucking...
He's got a fucking...
Old fucking rod.
He goes into a secret room in his basement. It's 75 pictures of her like a serial killer and fucking on his walls. What a mess. Picture for later.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know what? That's a good idea. Why don't you do that?
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
Exactly.
I already took two.
See, but she's into it. She's not like kicking him in the balls or anything. She's into it, right?
She's gonna fucking walk away and
saunter.
Come on, man.
Shit.
Cole got to be. You know?
Shit,
man. That hunky muff be messing my old lady. Got to be running Cole upside down his head, you know?
Hey, I can dig it. No, he ain't gonna lay no more big rap up on you, man.
I say, hey, Sky. Southern say I won't see. Pray to Jay, I get the same old, same old.
Knock yourself a pro, Slick. Bring him out of back. Lot performers down. Not take TCB in, man.
Hey, you know what they say. See a broad to get that booty ackle. Leg her down and smack him, yak him. Cole got to be. You know? Shit.
Man. That guy in that fucking off the rack fucking Joseph A. Banks suit is a problem in that office. Holy shit.
Men's Warehouse special.
He really is a fucking degenerate scumbag. Holy fucking.
So let's start with the definition. Unlawful workplace harassment is unwelcome verbal or physical conduct that is based on one of the protected EEO bases that it alters the conditions of the victim's employment. This unwelcome harassment can change the conditions of employment in two ways. Number one, by being so objectively offensive, intimidating, hostile, or abusive that it effectively changes the terms and conditions of the workplace.
How honest do you want me to be here? Like, I mean, I just...
I would appreciate your blunt honesty.
All right. There may have been some conversations. I'll tell you what. Kylie had an
office... You've been in meetings like this before?
Oh, have I been in meetings like this? Kylie had an office down the hall from me.
Yeah.
And walking down the hallway one day, this girl, Amanda, walked past me. And Amanda's got an 80s ass. And you know I'm a sucker for an 80s ass.
What is an 80s ass?
A really tiny ass. Like, not like now, where the young kid's like a big, fat, sloppy, stinking ass.
Yeah.
But like a tiny little 80s ass, right? Like, you know, like every girl had a tiny ass back in the 80s. And so Amanda came walking down the hall, and I kind of, you know, looked back at her ass because she got a great dumper. And fucking Kylie later on goes, I saw you looking at Amanda's butt. And I was like, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Cannot lie.
Did you get your camera out and take a picture?
I may or may not have a couple of pictures on my phone that...
I took two.
would not surprise you that I owned.
Nice.
Or, number two, by culminating in an employment action such as termination or demotion. Here are examples that could be part of workplace harassment. A man touching a woman inappropriately.
Ah, come on now. Are you sure? Really? That's not allowed at work?
Now they're going to show you an example. There's the girl walking by.
Okay, Don Draper.
That is hilarious.
That's awesome.
That girl's walking down the hall. Oh, fucking Pinstripe McGillicuddy walks past her and fucking smacks her ass. Like it was the Kennedy campaign in Hyannisport in fucking 1960. Holy shit, he fucking popped her ass.
Here are examples that could be part of what...
God damn. Woo-wee, lad. All right, good. Fuck me.
Workplace harassment.
Yeah.
A man touching a woman inappropriately.
Watch him. Wow. Oh, my God.
Sound like fucking John's head fucking snapping off the trunk of that fucking Lincoln.
He really did get a fucking nice big open palm slap of that fat Mexican ass, didn't he? Holy shit.
A man touching a woman inappropriately.
He fucking did pop her right on the fucking dumper.
Yeah.
What do you think you're doing?
I'm fucking slapping your ass, baby.
I fucking kick him in the nuts and fucking bust 12 of his teeth out. Shit. This is why women should carry guns, by the way, because, women should carry guns, but a round right in the shoulder for that fucking bulky head cocksucker.
In the shoulder?
Yeah, well, you know, just to teach him a lesson.
What do you think you're doing?
Wow.
Relax, this is one little piece.
What did he say? God damn it. What did he say?
He wanted a little piece. Yeah.
I just want a piece of ass.
Oh, no. Hang on.
Holy shit.
I just want a piece of ass.
Jesus Christ.
Wow, that goes back.
That's a long, it goes back a long way.
What do you think you're doing?
Relax, this is one little piece.
Disgusting.
Come on, sweetheart, I'm just kidding.
Come on, sweetheart.
Sweetheart. Shit. Why don't you go make me a scotch and soda?
Fucking Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Holy fuckaroni.
Anti-Islamic cartoons sent to coworkers.
Boy, that's a pretty specific fucking example.
No, Yeah, anti-Islamic cartoons sent to coworkers by email. Sincerely, the office of Charlie Hebdo.
Yeah, right. Sincerely, Salman Rushdie. That's a really specific fucking example. Yeah, yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't wait to see this cartoon.
There's nothing to it.
By email.
I can guarantee you. Oh, there's the black guy back at his desk.
Oh, that hurt my feelings.
Hurt
my feelings.
Now I gotta go get my prayer mat and fucking get some stuff worked out.
Racial slurs painted on a wall or victim's car.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you want to bet the slur is? You want to put any action on this?
Do we have any Kleenex, man?
You know what?
Fuck, I don't know why my nose is running so bad. I
better go catch it. There you go.
Ugh. Ah. That's probably brain fluid.
We taking any action on what the slur is going to be?
Let's see.
Black guy's walking to his car.
So it's...
I don't think it's going to be the
racial
big one.
Slurs painted on a wall or victim's car.
Okay, so
I don't think it's going to be the big one.
It's the black guy walking his car.
Not going to be the big one. There's no way it's the N-bomb. No way.
Might be. All right, here we go.
Oh no. Go back to Africa is what it says.
Jesus Christ. But I'm from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'm from Detroit. What are you talking about? Yeah. Africa. Oh. Now, this guy is awfully aggrieved for someone who was sexually harassing the Hispanic in the fucking break room.
Yeah, right, exactly.
3 seconds ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, they're sending me these anti-Muslim cartoons. Now they're writing go back to Africa on my car.
Now it's happening to me.
Maybe that's why they're doing it. They're trying to.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's how you solve the problem.
Show them how it feels like you solve that problem, right? he is aggrieved.
And derogatory comments made about an employee's physical disability.
Jesus.
Guilty. Holy shit. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Here comes a guy on some crutches. What's up, hop along?
Why couldn't they have shot for the moon on this and put it like a, you know, not crutches like this, but those crutches where those fucking mongoloids drag their legs behind them? Why couldn't it have been one of those, but a midget, too? I mean, they should have shot for the moon on this.
I think the phrase you're looking for is... it's polio crutches.
Thank you. That's it. Yep, that's them.
Oh, shit. Holy fuck.
Get one of them little fucking Shriners kids that you see on the TV. What time is the board meeting today? Shut the fuck up. The fuck out of my way.
What happened to the miracle, Mr. Flanders? Yeah.
Is there something wrong with the miracle, Mr. Flanders? That's what it is.
Hang on.
I fucking love that.
Oh, shit.
Praise land. Oh, shit.
What is it, Mr. Flanders? Is something wrong with the miracle? Will there still be money for the orphans?
Shit. Oh my god, I can't wait for this.
Now here comes Hopalong on his crutches into the fucking break room.
And old Hopalong's pushing probably
retirement. He's pushing
retirement, 60.
Yeah,
so
he's about...
He's there, yeah. And is it R2? Okay, so we got Mr. Needs to get a ticket to Africa.
Right. And then
I don't recognize this cat.
I think this is another black guy here, right?
Huh. So they've met their quota then for minority hires at this place at least.
Jesus, they got a Hispanic woman, they got a cripple, they got two black guys. This is a really diverse office we're talking about here. Holy shit.
I can't wait
Dude, I didn't get this far.
Okay.
I watched like the first 90 seconds and then sent you the link, so I have not seen it.
Hey, look. Larry, the cripple.
what did he say?
They called him the cripple. Holy shit, what the fuck is on his face? Oh my god. This next hobble is a scream! Fucking crypt keeper looking motherfucker. Holy shit. What's on your face?
Looks like he's about ready to fucking destroy Alderaan.
That's it. I'm fucking done. Fire at will. He's about to destroy Alderaan.
You may fire when ready.
God damn it, that's funny. Fuck you. Oh, shit. He really ought to be leering at Princess Leia before he gives the order to fucking...
Boy, Princess Leia in that fucking original movie with them
fucking
no
kidding
bras
me?
On. Jesus.
You know why that is?
Because Lucas...
said there were no bras in
no
space.
Bras in space. Thank you, George.
God bless him.
God bless you, George Lucas.
God damn.
Oof. That young Carrie Fisher was...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, young Carrie Fisher, and then like in that metal bikini and fucking Jedi, man.
Oh, yeah.
How many boys do you think jerked off to that, like over the...
You can count one.
She's hot, man. Yeah. She was really hot when she was young. I mean, not so much now, but...
No.
At the time.
Isn't she dead?
No! She's dead!
Dead! Your wife, sir.
She...
Is she away?
Princess Leia, sir.
You wait,
she
sir.
Away. No, she's dead. My wife used to do everything for me and leave me to my right.
My wife used to do everything for me and leave me to my right.
Your wife,
sir. Is she away? No, she's dead.
She's dead.
No, she's dead. Here comes old Hop along into the front.
Hey, look. Larry, you're crippled.
Man. Come on, guys.
Oh, is he going to retort?
Yeah.
Oh, please allow me to retort. Please allow me to retort, darky.
I would love if he just dropped the N-bomb on him and walked out. Fuck you.
Be like that old lady in Blazing Saddles.
Please don't go.
Oh. Morning, ma'am. And isn't it a lovely morning?
Good morning, ma'am. And isn't it a lovely morning? Up yours, nigger.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. That'll be next.
5 years or less away from
I say less.
Yeah.
Yeah, I say less.
And the problem is Blazing Saddles is a brilliant, flawless anti-racist
mocking,
yes,
of
openly
white
mocking
racism.
yes
it's yeah it, but it's, they'll come for it.
Oh yeah, it is absolutely
oh my God.
A flawless anti-racist film, but they'll still come for it.
Well, you got to come for it because it makes white people look stupid.
That's not the reason. They don't mind making white people look bad, trust me. They don't care about that.
Oh, he gets a little upset here.
Yeah, he does. Here comes old Hop along. First of all,
please don't call me names. It's demeaning.
Oh. Fuck you, old cripple bitch.
Guy looks at him. I don't know what demeaning is, but you're still a cripple.
What's demeaning of those crutches?
You know what? Fuck you, because that's the joke I was going for, and mine was stupid. Yours was funny. I hate you. I'm going to file. Hang on. I got to type an email and file a complaint.
Please do.
Do we have an HR department?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. It was right into the fucking circular file, that email.
To help you understand the def.
What's this guy's got that Gorbachev shit.
That's what I just said. He's got a fucking.
To help you.
Yeah, he's got some fucking shit growing on his face.
What is this, a Bible?
No.
Let's discuss the phrases.
All right, let's discuss
it. Interesting.
Yeah,
to understand the definition, let's discuss the phrases unwelcome conduct, protected EEO bases and alter the conditions of the victim's employment. Unwelcome conduct is conduct
I think that means you're fired.
That you did not initiate and you find undesirable or offensive.
Uh-huh.
For example, the reactions of the woman in the break room vignette showed that she was offended by the behavior of the men. Unwelcomeness depends on how it is.
So, if she's not offended by it, is it okay?
Apparently so. Probably by the letter of the law, no. But
let's say that
there was somebody else in the office
that observed it.
Right.
But all the parties there were okay, and everybody's joking around having a good time.
And let's say dump truck goes, "Oh, you boys," and then turns around and walks out and gives them
the fucking nosy busybody over in the other fucking cubicle.
Fucking 300-pound Karen in the fucking corner over here, who hasn't had anybody hit her since fucking Eisenhower was president. You know, now he's like, "I can't believe it." And then fucking, you know, she's one bad haircut away from taking over that business.
You know, I'm just waiting for that because our office is a goddamn fucking human resources nightmare. Yeah, man. Yeah. Oh, it's bad. It really is. And we, you know what though? We all periodically talk about it. It's like, man, if anybody ever goes too far, just please say something.
Yeah.
You know, but it'll get there one of these days. I know it will.
Is received.
Oh, Senate you boys.
Employees, however, enjoy engaging in harmless sexual banter, dating, or even exchanging sexual jokes at work.
Fuck yeah! Fuck yeah! Hey, baby.
Just replace ghost hug with my cock.
That was really funny.
Dude, I wanted to send that back in that group chat, I sent that to Trixie and put that in there. It's like, I so wanted to reply to this. I said, but that whole thing of, you know, buying a new house would kind of fall apart.
Yeah.
Conduct may not be unwelcome if it is okay with everyone involved in harmless sexual banter, dating, or even exchanging sexual jokes.
Look at that girl right there. She wants it, man. Like, that chick wants to get fucked.
The one that's drinking wine at the office?
Yeah, the fucking alcoholic at work.
Engaging in harmless sexual banter.
Look at her.
Or exchanging sexual jokes at work. This conduct may not be unwelcome if it is okay with everyone involved.
What constitutes a harmless...
This is old because that's not good advice in this climate.
What constitutes a harmless sexual joke? Gee, Betty, I sure would like if you'd slap me in the face with your tampon. What? Like, what constitutes harmless to these people? Apparently, if everyone can...
Go ahead.
We've all got so many jokes to get out, we can't get them out. Apparently, if everyone consents to go back to Africa, that's not good, but we can consent to the sex stuff, apparently.
He walks out there and looks at that and goes, you know, I have been thinking about taking a vacation.
Think about going back to the motherland. Jesus Christ.
Be two co-workers who like to debate religion while on their breaks. Again, this may not be unwelcome if it's okay with both employees. Nonetheless, your employer is responsible for everyone's work environment. So, even if the two co-workers are having a private conversation and both are fine with the topic, that doesn't mean everyone else is okay with it. If you are offended by the sexual banter or religious discussions you overhear from your co-workers, their actions could be creating a hostile work environment for you.
Yeah.
However, if you decide to join in, you can't later complain about being harassed because...
Right.
Oh, go fuck yourself, I sure can.
You're like, Chuck was in on it. Nah.
As soon as they don't let me in the group anymore,
nah.
Turn them all in, those fuckers.
Oh, that was tasty. God damn it.
I love that, man. Nope, you participated once, so...
Their actions could be creating a hostile work environment for you. However, if you decide to join in, you can't later complain about being harassed because your actions indicated that you did not find your co-worker's conduct unwelcome.
So
can we get name tags at work that says I'm down with being harassed?
I already have 3 t-shirts that say it, so why not? A man suffered a life-threatening stroke while repeatedly masturbating, Jeff.
Shit. Okay. Fucking warning taken.
Leave yourself alone continues on TGO Radio. There we go.
Leave yourself alone.
Let's see. Unnamed 50-year-old right-handed man. From Japan, of course, because once you lose a world war, there's just something in the air. You're just doomed. Enjoyed pleasuring himself several times a day, according to a new case study published in the Medical Journal of Stroke and Cerebral Vascular Diseases. I just let my subscription to that expire. God damn it. I really could have gotten into this. One explosive self-love session went awry when, after climaxing, the serial stroker was struck down by thunderclap headaches and severe vomiting.
Oh, shit. All that from fucking jerking?
Unnerved by the symptoms. I'm editing as I go because it's, you know, probably from the New York Post. They just have an awful writing style. The man rushed himself to some foreign shitty named hospital where he was found to have low blood.
Excuse me? Low bud?
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Is pot legal in Japan?
I can't imagine it would not be.
Boozy, boozy, bop, city bop.
Read the fucking story.
I don't know how to read. Let's see. Low blood pressure and confusion. Two telltale signs of a cerebrovascular incident. He jerked so much, he had a stroke. I mean, like a brain stroke, not like a stroke.
You ever fucking
stroke.
Worried about that you're fucking jerking off? You're going to have the big heart, dude, I grab her at that time, and that's how they're going to find you?
Oh, no, they'll fucking find me.
I find cocksucker.
Yeah. I don't think what's going to kill me is those fucking 3-drop loads I've been pushing out for the last year. Jesus Christ.
All those big breakfasts.
I used to be afraid I was going to come on my own face, not because I wanted to, but because just the force of the load that left. Oh, my God.
Remember them fucking fire hose days?
I used to fucking drop, like I would jerk and drop and have to like move my head to the side just in case.
Back
and
to the left.
Yeah, I had a Robert Kennedy in my fucking head just in case, you know. And it got close
enough.
You
weren't ever curious? You didn't want to fucking...
No. No. You think I got that Jim Norton thing going on? No. No, thank you. No. No, thank you. But just like from the force of the fucking... And it came close a couple times to getting me. But like now I can, you know... It feels like a huge load. It's 3 drops. Like how do I... How am I going to contend with that?
Hi, it's me again. I don't know how I forgot this, but I ate my own cum for the first time last night.
Jesus, that's an old one.
Yeah, it's old.
Oof.
This guy jerked off and had a stroke. My son's roommate has fleshlights around the house. Just sitting around out in the open. I swear to you. It's hilarious.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious.
Oh, yeah. He's just got lube and fleshlights hanging around the house.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a thing that happens in my son's life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
At least.
Yeah.
Just fucking fun. I can't imagine having a fleshlight hanging around. I don't know how much they cost.
Or multiple.
No.
One in each room. You got one in the bathroom on the fucking shelf.
Well, you don't want to have to get up and go get one. You got to have things around, right? No?
I guess.
I don't want to. You know what? I'm barely done coming before. Like, I'm not even done coming before I'm thinking about what I can do other than what I'm doing right now. And I can't imagine having to get up, clean a fleshlight, get me to, like, fucking clean my own load out of a fleshlight. Get the fuck, get, no. And then I die and my son comes in and finds the fucking, you know, Kat Dennings fleshlight in my fucking. Kat Dennings fleshlight. My fucking house. That's just what I need. When I had my car accident years and years ago, and I was still in the hospital when my father and his wife and some others went to clean out my apartment. And it was my stepmother who found the album of photos of me and Amanda. I've heard tale told that it was quite the experience.
I bet that was. Mm-hmm. She's pretty straight-laced, isn't she?
Yeah.
Oof. Oh, boy.
Although... Can you imagine?
I'm out. I can't get it out of my head.
Well.
Oh, I hate you for telling me that.
I'm going to tell you what a creep my dad is. I'm going to tell you. He used to go through the TV guide and circle the actresses that he thought were hot.
Really?
It's just the worst. My dad went to the internet one time. Once. You should hang me on a hook, Johnny. My father hung me on a hook.
Once.
And,
went to the internet, tried to search for porn.
He went to sex.com and it downloaded.
Blew his fucking
computer up. Yep. And it went to all sorts of, and he called me in a panic.
Look, if you've never done it before and you want to do it, you got to call somebody that knows.
Yeah.
You've got to do it because you're going to fuck. Holy shit.
Well, he was not going to make that call.
He went and to sex.com.
And it downloaded a link onto his homepage. And this is 15, 20. I mean, this is a long time ago.
Holy shit.
They were just getting computers in their house then, you know, and it put a icon on his, you know, on his wall, you know, on his wall, and like, and he would call me in a panic. Like, all right, so I had to go over there and fix it for him, get all the malware off his fucking computer,
sanitize his fucking computer.
Oh yeah, and he never touched the fucker again, as far as I know.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
Isn't that great?
That is awesome. You don't watch this twink repair a fucking typewriter?
Yes, I do. A news guy looks like a broke ass Joe Buck.
Please, something work.
Are you okay? Is this your first day?
There we go. Fucking suck my nuts.
New this morning, we're bringing you a little taste of nostalgia. Remember those typing apparatuses we used to use well before the.
Get it? Typing apparatus.
Yeah. You know what? That was poorly written, by the way. I remember the old Stephen Wright joke. I had the world's oldest typewriter typed in pencil.
Computer came along, something my grandmother was really good at. That would be the good old typewriter. Yeah.
Click, click, click. White.
It's the same typing, cunt. It's the same typing. You didn't type any differently just because you got a laptop, you fucking numbskull. You
fucking stupid vapid twat.
Oh, you fucking... Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. Let me tell you something. She's
got some fucking monsters.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
This dumb coos has got some stupid feeders on her. Man, oh, man.
BC Action News reporter Vanessa Ariza sat down with someone who's trying to bring them back to life, and he is not the person that you would expect.
Uh-huh. These are the ones I keep. These are the ones I really, you know, don't want to sell.
Jack Armstrong, maybe 16 Jesus years old, Christ. But this teen has quite the old soul.
Yeah.
Like that.
This is one of my favorites to type on.
He looks like he ought to leave here and then go, you know, film the video for Friday I'm in Love with that fucking hairstyle. Good
I was thinking
Lord.
More Flock of Seagulls. You can go fuck yourself.
He's 70. He's still doing his hair like that? Fucking Robert Smith?
Dude, that's
Please sad. Tell me he's not still doing that.
Oh, you've not seen?
No, is he still
it's,
doing
it's
it?
Sad. It really is sad. It really is disgusting.
All right, let's take a look.
Oh, close your eyes.
All right, they're closed. You know, the last
it
time...
It really is gross.
You know, the last time someone said close your eyes, I ended up with a sticky surprise in my mouth.
Close your eyes.
All right, fair enough.
See, okay, go ahead.
That was a mouthfuck joke. Oh, for God's sakes.
It's awful. It's terrible.
Oh.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I mean, it always was an odd look. Yes.
How do
but,
you go?
You know,
right. So here's the question.
But when you're 60, you don't dress like that.
Right. But here, right. That's yes. That is correct. Yeah.
And you know what? Maybe had he stayed skinny, okay. But he got fat and wrinkly and old, and it's just not a look.
I don't know how you go back from that look. If you've had that look your whole life, how you like? What, are you just going to show up in khakis and be like, "Hey guys, like, you know how
well,
we doing?" Like, you
so,
know what I mean? Like,
you know, you could go.
Oh, look at that picture on the left, right there.
Oh yeah,
Jesus Christ!
He
looks like a bloated Alice Cooper.
Right, exactly.
That's gross,
he looks like,
man,
Alice Cooper's bloated grandmother.
Oh,
so you could go back to the days in, you know, you were. Without the make, let's see, where's one? There. No makeup, short hair. You know, there.
Still a little twinkly, you know, looking.
Well, no, yeah, there, no doubt about it, but...
Does he have a depressive issue?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, the dude's 60-some-odd years old. He's gone through all kinds of stages in his life, so... He's been married to the same gal. He married his high school sweetheart.
Oh.
Well, he dated her in high school. They stayed together. They finally married in the late 80s, in 88, after Disintegration came out. And he married Mary Poole and been married to her ever since. I mean, they've been together since high school.
Who was your high school sweetheart?
I didn't really have one, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I didn't. I had a crush.
Yeah.
In high school, but I didn't really date much.
Tammy was mine.
Yeah.
That fucking trash bag whore. But the thing is... you know, there was Tammy, and then there were 50 other girls or whatever. Like, it was never just, like, she was the girl. Like, there have been 5 proper girlfriends in my life, even going back to the days when I was really young, but, like, a billion girls, but 5 proper girlfriends. They have a club where they have voodoo dolls.
I bet.
Yeah. Yeah. Every girl who ever left me before I was 38 years old was 100% right. And I mean, brother, I'm telling you, like I always say, you know, someone who's been married and divorced 3 times, they're the problem.
Yeah.
Because they're the common denominator. And I'm telling you, every girl who quit talking to me, quit hanging out with me, broke up with me before I was 38 years old, every girl was 100% right. Jennifer and Kylie, I wish them 0 happiness. In fact, if I saw Jennifer, it's been coming up on 10 years.
Yeah.
If I saw Jennifer tomorrow, 50-50, I'd punch her in the face.
Yeah, I know that one fucking broke your heart.
But you know what? It ended up being the same with her as it was with Kylie. I was hurt for a couple of days. I was mad for a couple of days.
Well, yeah, because...
And then I...
Because you know. You're you. That's, I mean, and that's how you're going to... You're not going to... Just be morose about it for the rest of your life and let it fucking eat you away. That's how you are. But the sting is always going to be there, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah. That they were wrong.
Yeah.
And Kylie would have the nerve to call herself liberal and open-minded. and you know, open-minded. Do it. Push it out.
If I push that out, there's solids. There's a turd.
Yeah.
There's a turd burgling that fucking...
I have a suggestion.
Yes.
If we know, you know, like the day we record our last show, if we know it's our last show.
We shit our pants.
We both shit our pants.
Boy, you're home.
We
could
go somewhere and do
studio.
It. I don't give a shit. Give a shit. Yeah.
You're home. I'm not. I have to drive home like that.
Well, all right. Let's meet in a neutral location. Somewhere between our two places. So we both got to sit in it.
Public bathroom.
Well. Again?
Gas station bathroom.
Again? How often do you want to have this
airport
meeting?
Bathroom.
Tap your inner side of that stall, Senator. We'll get something
That's
going.
Right. Knock 3 times on the ceiling, baby.
Who was that fucking senator? Was that guy that got caught in the Minneapolis airport bathroom cruising for gay sex? He was tapping his foot on the inside of the stall next to him.
I just butchered that, Minnie. Fuck you.
How do you function? And you can't spell anything.
Oh my god. I'm trying to look at this and type at the same time. Get fucked.
Act like you've been there before, Durant. Jesus Christ. Larry Craig.
Larry Craig.
Yeah, that motherfucker. Now.
Larry Craig scandal marked a Larry Craig laugh fest.
2007.
Jesus Christ, really?
Yeah, but you know what? We were, when we came back, we were talking about it.
Yeah.
We came back in 08.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were talking about it. Like, so, 2007, guy is clearly cruising for gay sex in a bathroom in Minneapolis Airport, in a bathroom that had been widely known to be a hotbed of fucking gay male activity. And that, by the way, just tells you how badly dudes got to get rid of that poison. Because they're just like, all right, listen, Minneapolis, concourse, whatever, the bathroom is going to be the hotbed of gay male sex.
This has got to be the concourse and not the terminal. Because you got to be ticketed to be in the terminal.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's got to be a...
I just said concourse to say it, but yeah.
Well, no, but you buy a ticket to get into the concourse or to the terminal to get to that restroom just to fuck another dude, or are you traveling with family or business and go, I think I'm going to go get my either get my nuts sucked or fucking suck some other dude's nuts, fucking nuts sucking motherfuckers,
fucking nut suckers. It's got to be easily accessible because you can't buy a...
Well, so it's got to be outside of the...
No one's going to buy an airplane ticket to get blown, except for me, the last time I went to go see... I traveled to fuck that girl in three states. Oh, yes, I did. And I got to tell you something. Her young body was just peerless. Big, stupid, and I'm not a big tit man, as I'm sure as the world knows by now, but her fucking big, young, dumb tits, man. Wow. I have one picture, and I have it still, of her. She's got this kind of, and she's holding, like, she's got this aqua green bra on or whatever, and the one tit's hanging out. She's holding on to it, and her fucking big, dumb nipples poking out from between her fingers. I still have it's the background on this computer right now. I love that picture. Oh man, yeah, tapping your foot in the bathroom stall is exactly what he did. But he holds a press conference and he goes, hey, you know what? I'm not resigning. It's fine. I didn't do it, and it's fine. And nowadays they'd fucking force you out of 3 seconds, but. 2007, they were not trying to, man, 2007.
Tap my foot in the bathroom because it fucking burns when I pee.
We've all been there, brother. Oh, can we go back to young Robert Smith and this typewriter story?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm that's sorry. Where we started I, that's, well, I, that's my own fault.
Yeah, you stupid fucking dumbass.
Yeah, well.
Well, you know what? Let's just fucking go to the beginning of listening to
these hucksters. Why would you do that with young Joe McHale?
New this morning, we're bringing you a little taste of nostalgia. Remember those typing apparatuses we used to use well before the computer came along? Something my grandmother was really good at? That would be the good old typewriter. Yeah.
Click, click, click. What?
It's the same process, you fucking dumb coos.
Dumbass.
Get out. ABC Action News reporter Vanessa.
I'm telling you.
Yeah?
I would drown her with the amount of cum I'd shoot in her throat. I would mouth fuck that dunce on that show.
I would mouth fuck that dunce.
I would on that show. I would mouth fuck.
Ariza sat down with someone who's trying to bring them back to life, and he is not the person that you would expect.
And you know what you do with that girl? Yeah.
No, would you tell us, please?
You gotta have her put her mouth on your balls and hum.
You hum or she hums?
She hums.
She hums.
Yeah.
Certain tune?
Well.
Probably something with some lower bass so you get that good low frequency vibration,
I would hope
right?
It's the Star Spangled Banner. the national anthem.
God bless the USA.
That's right. And my load goes off like fireworks. I get it? It's all part of the same joke. All right.
starts humming like fucking Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I mean a real song.
What the hell is that shit?
Oh, shit. Starts humming the Camptown Races on your nutsack. Doodah, doodah. It's about the time that you Hamburglar a load right across your fucking...
Yeah, I know.
No. He goes, shut up, buddy.
What? Why are you trying to talk? Talk when it's over. Money's on the dresser, stupid. Beat it.
These are the ones I keep. These are the ones I really, you know, don't want to sell.
Jack Armstrong, maybe 16 years old, but this teen has quite the old soul.
This is one of my favorites to type on. It prints italic characters. And down here is a Fox number 24. This is from the early 1910s. This one over here is very special. This is a green...
Every one of them is very fucking special to you, you flake.
He's... this is a kid who definitely missed out on...
Hormones?
No, I'm saying he definitely missed out on testosterone in the womb, is what I'm telling you. I think you...
That's, yeah. Every one of these fucking keyboards is special to him. Jesus Christ.
Number 24. This is from the early 1910s. This one over here is very special. This is a green Smith Corona flat top from the first year.
His passion for typewriters began at the age of 12.
How does a teenager get into typewriters?
I got drug along to antique malls by my mom. And
She poisoned you.
They were what drew me in.
Listen, here's the question. How does your boyfriend feel about this hobby of yours?
He's only 16. Come on.
He was only 16. Why is
You're
that
16.
Not? Why is that not in the fucking montage? She was only 16. What song is that? And she was too young to know. What's that song?
I'm drawing a complete fucking blank.
We'll play it before we go home. I guarantee you that.
Ring pullers.
4 years and 180 literary pianos later, Armstrong has created a name for himself across the world.
I do have some typewriters in a museum in Dubai, which I'm very proud of.
Dubai, motherfucker.
Well, Dubai.
Well,
Dubai. Dubai.
Bringing it back around on TGO Radio, Jeff Durant. That's why
fucking straight.
Hell yeah.
Blank.
What's on his fucking... How can you work with shit wrapped around your fucking fingers?
It's...
He had to dress up for the interview, I guess.
Not something we would know generally, but like that helps when you're jerking a guy off. That helps the sensation he feels. So
how would you know?
You know what? I may have experimented with some...
You have a life that I'm not aware of.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Because I'm some 16-year-old schmuck in Florida.
Oh, you fucking! I beg to differ, son.
That may be the cleanest drop in TGO Radio history.
Some typewriters in a museum in Dubai, which I'm very proud of.
Oh,
I'm just
God.
Blown away because I'm some 16-year-old schmuck in Florida, and they're like, "Hey, do you want to repair our ultra rare typewriter? We'll ship it to you from New Zealand, from Australia, from all over the world."
If you think his old soul solely lies in typewriters, think again. He's also putting work into this classic.
I have a 1972 Volkswagen Beetle that I am in the process of restoring.
Is he bringing John Lennon back from the dead? Beetle, get it?
He only takes Anison. It's like, what are you doing? Like, Doan's pills? Like, what are you talking
fucking
about?
Thing of Schmeckler's powder up here on the shelf.
That's one of my favorite lines from the history of that show. That really is one of my favorite lines ever.
Schmeckler's powder.
Uh-huh.
Put some Lister's carbolic unguent on a wad of cotton. Put the cotton in your ear. That'll stop them shakes.
No. What she needs is a balsam specific.
Balsam specific? While we're burning money, why don't we give her a curative galvanic belt, too?
Don't forget to give her Schmeckler's powder.
Don't make fun.
Jesus, what a fucking twink.
Don't make fun.
Currently building a new engine for it.
Of course he is. But his first love...
Of course he is. This fucking faggot.
I am in the process of restoring. I'm currently building a new engine for it.
Of course he is.
Oh, that was so shitty.
Of course. She really is a fucking cunt.
The Volkswagen Beetle that I am in the process of restoring. I'm currently building a new engine for it.
Of course he is.
What a cunt.
That's great.
Wow.
But his first love always brings him back to the basics.
He was and a boy named Jimmy at camp when he was 10.
That story about his mom dragging him to fucking flea markets is just cover.
Oh, you
for that fucking for that year when he was 10 at fucking Christian camp.
He was
Hey, Counselor Jimmy.
Oh, he was.
They had a special relationship.
Oh, he was juggling that boy's hairless balls like fucking the.
I can't even think of the thing, but. Shit, is that funny?
I'm currently building a new engine for it.
Of course he is. But his first love always brings him back to the basics.
Yeah, it does.
And his endless search for more.
Ideally, how many would you want?
Well,
are we talking about typewriters?
How many holes do I... Oh, wait a minute. Is that camera still on?
Well, I'm hoping for a throne of boys.
Search for more.
Ideally, how many would you want?
All of them.
See? There you go.
In a year and a half.
A throne of boys, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Jack has been repairing these typewriters and reselling them. He's made about $60,000, but all of that money, it goes right back into his projects. And he doesn't plan on stopping anytime soon. In fact,
he's probably giving it away to, like, the homeless or something.
Fucking jack off. Well, yeah, he's 16. I don't have any fucking bills to pay. Why don't you help pay a fucking mortgage, $60,000 a year? Or whatever.
Goal is to one day open his own brick and mortar. In Wesley Chapel. Vanessa Ariza, ABC Action News.
Yeah, that's right. I'd have thought his ultimate goal was to marry Benedict Cumberbatch. This faggot.